Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're looking at our TOEIC article.
Ooh!
Ooh, good for us. Where this one lucky person wins Employee of the Year.
Wow, they must have been really good at their job. Of course, an employee is someone who is a worker, basically, right? They've been hired by a company, a boss, even just one person to do a job. They're getting paid to do their job. If you're a worker, if you work for a company, if you have a job, you are an employee. And if you do really well,
you might get Employee of the Year.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to take a look at a speech or a letter of this person and for today's article.
Wow, it's very exciting.
Reading. Receiving an Employee of the Year Award.
Wow! I can't believe that I am the Employee of the Year. I'm truly grateful that you have chosen me as the best worker this year. Thank you, Mr. Ford. It's an honor to work under such a great boss. It's also a special privilege to work with so many great colleagues, too. In truth, I wouldn't be receiving this award without your help. Dan, you taught me practically everything when I first started working here. As for Linda, is there a more organized assistant than you? This award means a lot to me also because this is my 10th year with Wallace Insurance. Along the way, I've met many great customers, some of whom have become my friends. Most importantly, my family has been with me every step of the way and has always supported me. Don't worry though, this isn't a retirement speech. No, I'm going to keep working hard here every day. In fact, I want to challenge myself to break my personal sales record. Here's to the future, and thank you all again for this wonderful award.
All right, so the article first says, wow, I can't believe that I am the Employee of the Year.
You are?
Me.
Congratulations. Wow, I had no idea.
I know, of course, right?
So this is your speech?
This is my speech.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I said, I'm truly grateful that you have chosen me as the best worker this year. So this is somebody's speech, and maybe, you know, it's at the end of the year party or something.
Right.
They're giving out this award. And so this person just saying stuff about receiving this award. Now, we see our first vocabulary word, we see the word grateful. When you're grateful, it means you're very thankful for something and you show appreciation for that. So, you know, in Western cultures, we have Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So during Thanksgiving, people are grateful for the things they have.
Okay.
So that means they show thanks, they show appreciation for the things that they have during this time. For example, we can also say we are so grateful that our parents work hard to provide us many things.
Yeah, absolutely. You're grateful for the people who help you in life, who keep you safe in life, who protect you or anything like that. Notice, though, great is not G-R-E-A-T, like, hey, that's so great or what a great person. No, it's G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L. So
that's
it's a
right.
different type of great. But yes, means very thankful when you appreciate people, when you're very thankful for things that they do. Now let's continue on with Tiffany's speech.
And I say, thank you, Mr. Ford.
Oh.
Henry Ford?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, he's already passed away.
I guess he's your boss.
He's my Ford. Mr. Ford, it's an honor to work under such a great boss.
Good
speech. I know,
good
Good, right?
Boss likes it, too.
I know. That's why I wrote it. When you show honor, it means like you show respect to someone because you really admire them. And it also means that maybe there's a really special opportunity that you have, and it just makes you feel really proud to be a part of this opportunity or to be a part of this thing. So, for example, I could say, I had the honor of meeting President Obama.
Wow, it's a very special opportunity that not everyone gets. We can also use honor as a verb, right? If you honor someone, you show respect in a public way to that person, all right? If you show them that you're grateful and you think they're a very nice person, then you are honoring that person. They will feel honored It is an honor. It's a very special occasion. All right, let's get back to the speech. It says, it's also a special privilege to work with so many great colleagues, too. Oh, well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. So this is a really good speech so far. You're saying that you're very thankful, you're very grateful, you're thanking your boss, and you're not forgetting to thank your coworkers because, of course, most jobs you're going to be working as a team. And yeah, here's a couple of good words to use when you're being thankful to your coworkers. Privilege. A privilege is basically a special opportunity that doesn't go to everyone. All right, maybe you've done something good, maybe you were just born lucky or something like that. If it's an honor to meet a president, it would also be a privilege to meet a president. Something special that not everyone can do, and you recognize that. You know that you're quite lucky, you're quite special to have this privilege, to have this very special chance. All right, so it's a privilege to work with really good people, to have really good colleagues. A colleague is basically a coworker. All right, it could be a person who works in the same company. That's often how we use colleague. But if you work in a certain field, all right, doctors would be colleagues with other doctors from around the world. They don't have to work in the same hospital, but if a brain surgeon from Taiwan meets a brain surgeon from America, they could say they are colleagues. They work in the same field. They have the same knowledge, the same kind of training. They're equals in the workplace in some way or another.
So continuing with the speech, it says, in truth, I wouldn't be receiving this award without your help. Now here we see the phrase, in truth. This phrase just means honestly or to be frank. Now we say this when you want to say something honest or you want to be really straightforward about something.
All right, back to the speech. So you were thanking your colleagues that you're privileged to work with. And now we're going to get a little specific. Thank you. But how come that's not my name? I'm not Dan. You're thanking Dan, one of your very special colleagues. So let's find out why this Tiffany is thanking Dan in the speech. It says, Dan, you taught me practically everything when I first started working here. Well, that's a very nice thing to point out. Dan obviously is a colleague, and it seems that Dan trained Tiffany or trained this worker when they first started the job. Dan was really, really important in making the worker feel comfortable and also learn all the things they needed to do to do their job well. He practically taught them everything that they know. Practically, this adverb basically means almost, all right? It means almost or very nearly all right? For example, this room is practically full. I can barely walk around. So it's almost
very
like
crowded.
You're stuck in the room like a fish in a can or something like that. It means you're almost stuck, but not fully.
All right, so next in the speech it says, as for Linda, is there a more organized assistant than you? So we said, as for Linda, when you use as for somebody or as for something, this phrase is used for introducing a subject that is related to what you are talking about or what you have just been talking about. So remember we were talking about colleagues and how this colleague was helping people out. We talked about Dan. Now this person is mentioning Linda. So as for Linda, we're talking about what Linda did that helped her, helped this person.
There you go. It's probably another person that you're using as an example, but not the first person you talked about, right? So you talk about this, and then as for that, let's move over to this other topic. That's how you would use that to join these ideas together. All right, back to the speech. It says, this award means a lot to me also because this is my 10th year with Wallace Insurance.
Wow.
So there we get to the name of the company and also the person we know has been working there for 10 years. And the name of the company, as we saw there, Wallace Insurance. Now that's the name we can tell because it's a capital W and capital I. But insurance is not always a proper name. It's a thing. What is insurance? It's a noun. Basically, it's the business or it's the idea of selling things to people in order to protect them. Insurance is something that you will pay for. And strangely, it's something you pay for, but you hope that you will never use it. Because if you do use it, something bad has happened. For example, you might own a home and you would want to buy fire insurance. Now, hopefully there's never a fire in your house, so you pay just a little bit each year into the fire insurance company. Hopefully there's never a fire in your house, but if you do have the bad luck of having a fire in your house, the insurance company will give you your insurance, which is basically a lot of money that you can then use to fix your house. Mm-hmm. So it's something that people buy. If you're wise, you'll buy it, but you will also hope that you never have to use it. For example, if you're going on a long trip across South America, buy some travel insurance.
That's right.
That might protect you if you get hurt or if you lose your wallet or something.
Or even something has something to do with your flight as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it covers your flight.
Extra hotel stays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even health insurance as well. And health insurance is a good thing to invest in.
That's right. We have health insurance here in Taiwan and the government helps us with that.
Very lucky us.
Yeah.
All right. So next, the speech says, along the way, I've met many great customers, some of whom have become my friends. So if you work in an insurance company, you want to sell insurance to other people.
Yeah.
And these people buy insurance from you. So that's why they said this person has a lot of great customers, people who go and buy insurance from this person. And these people have become really great friends to them. So they have a really good relationship. Now, we use the phrase along the way to mean during the time that something is happening or it happened at some point in the past and you just kind of want to point it out. So all the 10 years that this person spent at Wallace Insurance, they had a lot of good customers and they're now also this person's really good friend.
So there you go. If you're making a speech for an award at work, you would of course thank your boss, your coworkers, your clients or customers if you work with people outside of your company. And also you would want to thank your family because of course family maybe is not important in the office, but it's super important at home and it's important to have a nice balance between being successful at home and in the office. Most importantly, it says, my family has been with me every step of the way and has supported me. In other words, my family's been there to help. If I can't come home one night because I have to work overtime or if I'm traveling on the weekend, you know, for work, I know the kids are there. This person's husband or partner is there. So family is there helping her focus when she's at the office, when she's on the job. It's all important.
Right. The family has always supported me.
Always.
Right? Always. So they never gave up. They made sure that this person always had their support.
That's right.
All right. So next in the article says, don't worry, though, this isn't a retirement speech. Gotcha.
Put a little joke in there. Good idea.
No, I'm going to keep working hard here every day. So yeah, sometimes in speeches, we can add a little bit, you know, fun things, jokes, to kind of lighten things up.
And to make sure people are paying attention.
That's right. That's a good trick there, you know. You can add a question or you can add a joke to make sure people are paying attention.
Definitely.
So this is not a retirement speech. This is just a, you know, just a way to thank people. This person is still going to work hard here every day. Retirement is a noun and it means the act of ending your professional career or your working career. And maybe that's because you've already achieved your life's goals or you're at an age where you can stop working, where you can sit back and relax. Now to retire, R-E-T-I-R-E is the verb form. So when you retire, it means you stop working. Retirement is the act of you not working anymore. So, for example, we can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Laura saves $100 each month so she can have an early retirement by the age of 40. What would you like to do when you retire?
Yeah, absolutely.
You travel? Totally got,
sail the world in my pirate ship. I have no idea.
Of course, I want to relax.
I would relax. I would probably try to get a hobby because I think sitting around at home relaxing would get boring after about 2 months. Not golfing. Definitely don't want to play golf.
You don't want to be those kind of people.
Golf would make me angry. No, but something like that. You know, a hobby, a pastime, maybe volunteer somewhere. Because it's something that you would do, of course, for the rest of your life. You know, a lot of people, if they're successful, if they plan for it, can retire when they're in their 50s or 60s.
Yeah, when they're quite young.
Yeah, and if you're a healthy person, you could live another 20 or 30 years. So retirement is something people need to think about and plan for because, yeah, sitting around watching TV is probably not something you want to do for 30 years. Anyways, back to the article. It says, in fact, I want to challenge myself to break my personal sales record. This woman is not retiring anytime soon because she has other goals, other challenges she's setting for herself at work, and she wants to challenge herself to reach a certain sales record. Well, that's very good. As you saw, I use challenge both as a noun or as a verb, as it is in our article. To challenge yourself is basically to test yourself in some kind of difficult or otherwise not easy way. A challenge is a difficult test, and to challenge is to put someone through a difficult test. So learning how to speak another language in just a few months would be a real challenge. Mm-hmm. All right, learning how to be a good tennis player, or how to play the violin, or anything that's not really that easy. You know, walking to 7-Eleven to buy a bottle of water, that's not a challenge, but climbing Mount Everest and building a 7-Eleven at the top would be a very serious challenge. So, you could definitely try that. For example, we could say training for a marathon has been a real challenge for Bob.
And it would be for me because I don't like running that much.
No, not that far.
All right, so
take
next.
A bus.
Yeah, or just don't
a
run.
A bicycle.
Don't run.
Or just don't run. There you go.
Just
call
don't
a
run.
Cab.
Or just like go on a golf cart and watch people go by. That's evil.
That's a good challenge.
That's a good challenge. That's an easy challenge for me. All right, so next, this speech says, here's to the future. So we're kind of wrapping up. Mm-hmm. She's wrapping up, or this person is wrapping up the speech. It says, here's to the future, and thank you all again for this wonderful award. Mm. Now, usually at the end of a speech, you might cheers or toast to someone.
You could imagine her holding up a glass of water or some other drink, and here's to the future. As you said, that's a toast. Not toast,
not the
stuff you eat for breakfast, but a toast when you're sort of honoring and saying some special words and want others to sort of join in with you.
That's right. So, yeah, thank you all for my Employee of the Year Award.
You're very welcome. And boy, you deserved it.
Yay.
Yeah, now we're going to go talk about insurance for a while.
Okay.
I'm going to find out exactly how much she knows. I'm sure it's a lot. And
before,
as we do that, we're going to go to our close.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, what has been your biggest achievement? Please explain.
So gosh. Well, not really. I've never climbed a mountain or run a marathon or saved anyone from a burning building. But that's a good one. I guess, well, some people might say it's an achievement. That's the funny thing about achievements. As you're doing them, you don't really feel you're doing a big achievement. You're just saying, I got to do this, or I need to do this, or I want to do this. But other people who've never tried might look at that and go, wow, what an amazing thing. So I don't think it's that great, but I know sometimes when I go home to Canada and I meet some of my old friends from high school and I tell them about my life here in Taiwan and all the things that I've done and all the difficulties and challenges, they're like, wow, that's really amazing. And you did that, you know, I did it without my family's help, without borrowing a lot of money or having a lot of special help or anything.
Right.
So, you know, I guess maybe moving to the other side of the world and building
that's
a life
good
and having a good job and doing okay, you know, I guess that's kind of an achievement.
So, it
is. You know, simple things can be achievements because not everyone finds this stuff easy.
Yeah.
Testing yourself is an achievement too because it's easy in life to just not take any chances. So if you take chances, even if you have difficulties, but if you fight through and you're successful, I'd say that's an achievement.
That's true.
Because not everyone can do that. Mm-hmm. Things that you can do and find easy, other people might look at and go, wow, that's amazing. I could never do that myself. Mm, so what about you?
Me, I think, okay, you mentioned about moving to new countries.
You did that a few years ago.
I think I did. So I did it as well. And I actually, I did it I did pretty okay there as well. You did very well. And I had a nice job.
You lived in a fancy neighborhood.
I did.
You
did. You knew where I lived. And I think I did a good job there. I met a lot of great people.
Yeah.
I had a good job.
Yep.
I think that was a good achievement because it's not easy to always move to a new country. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might look at that and go, well, you didn't know anyone there and you went by yourself and you just made friends? I mean, that's so scary for some people.
The biggest achievement is me being awesome.
There you go. And that's why you're the employee of the year. Even though it's a different name and a different company and not your
job. Yeah, I don't work for insurance.
Anyways, you're still the employee of the year. Bravo. And bravo to all of you for your small achievements, your great achievements. And I'm sure your many, many achievements in the future. Good luck. Jayo. KBO.
All right. So that's all the time we have to say. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Receiving an Employee of the Year Award.
Wow! I can't believe that I am the Employee of the Year. I'm truly grateful that you have chosen me as the best worker this year. Thank you, Mr. Ford. It's an honor to work under such a great boss. It's also a special privilege to work with so many great colleagues, too. In truth, I wouldn't be receiving this award without your help. Dan, you taught me practically everything when I first started working here. As for Linda, is there a more organized assistant than you? This award means a lot to me also because this is my 10th year with Wallace Insurance. Along the way, I've met many great customers, some of whom have become my friends. Most importantly, my family has been with me every step of the way and has always supported me. Don't worry though, this isn't a retirement speech. No, I'm going to keep working hard here every day. In fact, I want to challenge myself to break my personal sales record. Here's to the future, and thank you all again for this wonderful award.
Vocabulary Review. Grateful. Dan feels grateful for the chance to work at his dream company. Honor. It's an honor for our company to have Mr. Smith as a guest speaker today. Practically. That company has practically copied our latest advertisement. Insurance. You need insurance for your shop. What if a thief breaks in, or there's a huge earthquake? Retirement. Kevin plans to work a few more years before his retirement at the age of 65. Challenge. I challenged myself by starting my own business. I didn't know if I could succeed.